Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, everyone is talking about The White Lotus.
Pretty popular.
Huge show. The series finale dropped earlier this morning. And I'm so excited to get home and watch it.
Oh my God, are you?
Oh my God, That sounded really insincere, but I am genuinely excited.
Oh my God, it must be so hard being here if you're that excited. What's that character on that show? Lola from Big Mac.
Okay, all right, that's enough. Don't hurt my feelings.
Sorry. I'm happy that you're excited.
I wanted to talk about one of the main characters from this season of The White Lotus, because every season there's a brand new cast.
There might be one or two carryover characters.
Yeah. This one was set in Thailand, and one of the stars was Walter Goggins.
Which is the best name in history. Right? That's his real name.
He played a character called Rick Hatchett, which is also a great name.
Yeah.
He apparently has become a total heartthrob.
Right.
But people are lusting over him for a very strange reason, Tim.
I mean, like, he's in the scenes that I'm a couple episodes behind, but like, he's got a good body. Like, he works out clearly.
And the girl, like, he's with a younger girlfriend in the show. And people are saying, oh my God, I love Walter so much. This is a direct quote. I love Walter so much. He's half forehead, half teeth, and yet it all works. The man is hot.
Right.
This seems to be a reoccurring theme. The receding hairline.
Okay.
Is a major turn on for girls at the moment.
I've seen, like, people make photos bringing his hairline down to so it wouldn't be receding. And it doesn't look right. Doesn't look right on him.
Walter Goggins somehow balding is in the most handsome way possible.
I mean, hey, like, the thing is about, like, hair loss. It's so out of your control in so many ways to mostly that point. I'm lucky. Well, I'm not lucky. Like, my current situation is I have very thick hair, but the hairline, she's creeping back. It's like someone slowly pulling a blanket back. Yeah.
and then stop.
A couple of years go by and you go, where'd this
Tim,
go?
It's hot. This is what I want to discuss because, you know, Tim and Jess Show, we champion many things. Last year, we really got behind the short kings.
Right.
You know, we love a short king on this show. As I said, when I was dating my husband, I only dated men exclusively shorter than me.
Weird kink, if I'm being honest.
I am not a tall girl.
No. How many? What's your centimetage?
I'm 164 centimeters.
So you were short. Like, it doesn't count if you're in primary school dating other primary school kids, right? Like, of course they weren't going to be taller than you.
But I want to talk about receding hairlines.
All right.
Men with receding hairlines to the front.
Oh, like, you call up if you're into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What
do you like about it? What do you love about it?
Let's champion the receding hairline the way we championed short kings.
Maybe your partner has one and you're like, I love it. Like, it shapes their face. This is what I'm totally into.
Steve in Lara. Steve, are you a man with a receding hairline, would you say?
Tim, you got to be proud of your receding hairline. The chicks dig it. You just got to wear it, bud.
Yeah, well, I don't really have a choice to wear it.
No, well, good. Yeah, it's accepted, mate. Embrace it.
Okay.
Chicks dig it. Your wife should be scared, mate. And other women will go off here.
So stop wearing my hat. Stop pushing my hair to one side. I don't want other women, women pushing her out of the
Steve,
way.
Steve, are you, often...
Jess should be worried.
Do you often wear a hat as well, like, to hide your receding hairline? Or?
Yes. What are you talking about?
Nah, he loves it.
Nothing to hide.
This is what I mean. This is what I love, Steve. How long have you been embracing the hairline?
Mate, since I was, 10 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
It's been a look that you've become slowly accustomed to. And that's the thing. Hey, there's no shame in it. People have different hair loss things, and you rock what you got.
It's great.
All right.
Welcome to the Hotties Club, Steve.
There you go. Yeah, welcome, Tim.
I'm not new. I wasn't obsessed with the show and just started getting some triangle cutters out. But I appreciate it, Steve. No, it's good. I feel like there's definitely a demographic. Like, when you think stereotypically of an older man who's balding, I feel like it's been very common to just be like, And I love that this is championing that.
The Tim and Jess Show, we love a receding hairline.
If you're a short king with a receding hairline, we might actually love you. This is huge.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Ava has entered the studio. Jess, good afternoon from the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I can still hear the guitar in the back and I got a little scared. Yeah.
We got a bit scared, sorry.
He's like, guys, the song isn't over. Oh. Please everyone stop talking.
Quiet. If you're going to get annoyed of me talking over songs, strap yourself in. If this was like the old days where you were like recording on a cassette.
It was like, oh my God, Tim, again.
Yeah, I'd keep speaking over the end of the song. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm so sorry.
So a cassette is what we had before Spotify.
You know CDs? Yes. It was like before CDs. Don't even get me started on Laserdiscs. Oh. We'll get there. Anyway, we're not here to do that. We're here to do this.
Level up your event or building site with Aim Higher. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Tim, Ava from the newsroom, she's in here today to give us three news stories. She's going to leave out some key elements. It is our job to fill in those blanks.
What Geelong player was injured in Friday night's match?
Ooh, that's not fair. You were there.
I mean, it was reported on, Jess, by several different outlets. Mm-hmm. It's been in the news all weekend long. Ava's been talking about it today.
Okay, all right.
If you say Zach Guthrie, because that's the only player's name you remember.
Well, it wasn't Connor O'Sullivan. No. We just spoke to him.
That was Jack Henry.
Yes.
Henry. Twang.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
They're saying weeks.
Normally when you twang a hammy, no.
Yeah. That's fair.
Even his spirits did seem a bit... He seemed a bit frustrated.
We are going to be speaking to Kingy from K-Rock Football
later on
in the show. So we'll ask him. Maybe he's got some inside word for us.
Beautiful. What is the deadline for voting enrollment?
Oh, I did hear this. It is tonight, 8 p.m.
Spot on.
But it's to register,
that's
right?
If you want to get like a postal vote.
Or like change your address and stuff. Yeah, you don't need to do it if you've already done it, but if you're like me and you've moved house recently, make sure you've updated that address.
Or even just double check, because you just never know.
How certain are you, Jess?
No, I'm certain, because when I moved house, it was like on me and my husband's list of things that we needed to change our address on.
We moved in January.
Yeah, I know. How certain
are you?
And I changed it.
How certain are you?
Positive.
All right.
I've never been more certain.
I put a crisp can of Pepsi Max on the line.
I'll take that.
All right. Too far away, shake my hand. I want to see a photo. We'll log in during the songs.
Okay.
We'll find out what your current address is. So yeah, get it done. 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, do it. Speaking of the Australian Electoral Commission, what are they advising politicians in regards to social media?
Just don't do it.
Stay away.
Not quite. do you want to take a joke?
Oh, is it like, maybe like deep fakes or AI and all these things?
Oh, God.
Like, no.
Are they warning people about catfishing?
No. It's about working with influencers. So I don't know if you guys saw anything about like Abby Chatfield's posts and podcasts last week, but they're encouraging politicians to authorise all co-authored posts with influencers.
Okay.
And content creators must authorise anything that is paid for or communicated on behalf of a party or politician.
See, this is hard because I feel like it almost... it's important to say, okay, yeah, I've been paid by this party to promote them.
Yeah.
But also there are influencers out there that are just speaking on their own beliefs. And so it's making it seem like it feels like it's diminishing their ability to talk out and speak out on what they want.
Media watchdog ain't got to worry about that. It's coming for you. All right. It is coming for you. You got to be careful.
I'm scared.
It's a serious
thing.
Where did
that dog come from?
The media watchdog will pop up everywhere. And like, for example, Jess and I, we will always offer, like, let's talk about the big three. We will always offer an opportunity for Anthony Albanese, Peter Dutton, and Adam Band to come on the show. And we will have to talk about that evenly. We have to offer that same opportunity.
Yes. Yeah.
But we can't sit here and just be like, blah, 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 and talk about our personal feelings.
100%.
Because that carries influence.
But I think that is a blurred line with social media still, because social media outlets and media outlets, different things. Like having a social media or a branded social media, also different things, in my opinion. And if they're on their personal social media talking about their beliefs, I don't believe that needs to be regulated.
It's not like a tit for tat. Mm. I believe that the podcast was recorded by a media
organisation. It was. Absolutely, it was.
So that's where those lines get tricky. And that's why you'll never find a Tim and Jess podcast that's got any politician on it, because we wouldn't know what to ask.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, what does a prime minister do on a Sunday morning?
Actually, Ava, we once had a prime minister on the show and we asked him if he knew Keith Urban.
Asking the important things and everybody.
And he did. He did.
He did.
And
we they were friends.
And we tracked Keith Urban down through that connection. So always ask your Prime Minister, do they know Keith Urban? You never know where it's going to get you.
Networking.
Ava, exactly. Tim and Jess, the podcast. I know we were just chatting about the media watchdog moments ago, but...
it doesn't get more fun, sexy and exciting on the Tim and Jess show than that.
Yeah, but essentially we were just talking like, hey, Ava brought it up in the newsroom about the line and like Anthony Albanese and Abby Chatfield, a podcaster, was accused of being paid by the Labor government to chat to Anthony Albanese.
Yeah.
And same with Adam Bandt from the Greens and all these kind of things.
She, I believe she said she spoke out and said that she did offer the same opportunity to Peter Dutton and he turned it down.
Yep.
And that's our responsibility as media representatives, Tim. We have to, if we talk about one of the candidates, we have to offer that same opportunity to all of the candidates.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and ask for Peter Dutton to call the show.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the leader of the Liberal Party, who some people might be voting for in the upcoming election. Mm-hmm. He and everyone else is out and about on the campaign trail. We've spoken about it a lot. And this is the prime time where you will find leaders of political parties doing weird stuff.
They always do. Why do they do that?
It's
like, I've got to be a man of the people. Let me kiss this random child.
Well, this happened a couple of days ago. I saw the footage yesterday and this would never happen in any other country.
Yeah.
So Peter Dutton was doing a media opportunity. He was having a kick of the footy with some kids.
I did see this.
He was in Darwin and he was like, oh, I'm Aussie.
Yep.
I know how to kick a footy.
Fair dinkum.
Let me have a kick a footy. So obviously, like the photographers and the camera people, they're all lining up where they're like, oh, this is great. Peter Dutton is kicking a footy. The football hit a cameraman's head.
Oh, God.
Blood everywhere.
Oh, God. Blood?
Blood
what
everywhere.
What was on the football?
Well, no, because he's wearing like all equipment and stuff. So maybe the ball hit that, some of the equipment lodged. But he sconed him. Sconed him in the head.
Oh, my God.
True Falcon. Direct quote. Got him.
Who was that quote from?
Peter Dutton. He joked. And then I think he realized, because he took off his camera and he was kind of doing that.
Oh, God.
And this is where it gets. So he's kicked a footy, hit a cameraman in the head. They're kind of like attending to him. And Peter Dutton's like, you can see him kind of going, oh, no. They did a make good. And this all happened. It was a Channel 10 camera person. So
what, did he sign the football?
They did a make good. And they wheeled this cameraman out. And he looks like he has returned from war.
Oh,
he
God.
He's got a bandage wrapped around his head. This big, fat bandage shaking Peter Dutton's hand. And he was like, sorry, copper bloody. I was just there. You know, these things happen.
As he slips him a $50 note.
He was saying that we're going to do two things. One, I thought I could buy him a beer this afternoon. And second, I'm going to teach him how to mark next time because it was up in the air. It wasn't just a drill. And I think he had plenty of time to take a mark. So he's having a go.
He's doubled down.
He's doubled down. And I like it. I like it. You wouldn't see this in any other country.
Do you know what, Tim? This leaves us in a sticky situation because...
Does Anthony Albanese need to kick a footy at another camera person's
head? We've talked about Peter Dutton kicking the football.
Yeah.
Injuring standby.
Yeah.
We've talked about Anthony Albanese falling off the stage.
Comes in threes. What's Adam Bandt going to do?
What is Adam Bandt up to? Ooh, Adam.
All right.
It's the ball's in your court.
Well, hopefully not. This is
Tim and Jess. Tim, I was driving into work this morning and I was coming from Belmont, actually.
Okay.
And as I was driving down High Street, I spotted something and I went, oh my God, it's happening. It's back.
Right.
Finally.
The police caught up with you.
No.
You saw the red and blue lights and you thought, oh.
Oh, my God. Not the popo.
Oh, no, Thelma. They've caught us again. Come on. I, as Louise, also say we need to keep driving in this sexy convertible.
You know how I always say fashion is cyclical?
Yes, it is a cyclical.
It comes around. It comes around again and again.
You're the only person that says that. Everyone else has no idea how fashion works.
No one's ever said it before.
It's just you.
No, I'm not a very fashion-forward person.
I can tell.
How dare you?
Sorry, did my eyes say a lot then? No, sunflower overalls are in right now.
Did you take your mean pills today? What's going on?
Mate, they're not pills. I'm injecting them straight into my veins these days.
As we were driving through Belmont, I spotted someone head to toe, Juicy Couture tracksuit. Full velour, 2000 style, Paris Hilton tracksuit. completely unironically walking down the street with the hoodie and the pants, and it said Juicy across her butt, and I wanted to applaud.
Oh.
Have you seen these?
Okay, yeah.
It was classic.
Paris Hilton is a good example of that.
It is the staple of the early 2000s.
Did you used to wear that?
I never had one. Oh. I could never afford those. Oh, are you kidding
they
me?
Are they expensive?
They used to be expensive because I was
juicy
in primary school.
On the bum.
It says Juicy on the bum. It says Juicy on the back in like Diamante letters.
Oh, stunning.
There is nothing more 2000s than that velour tracksuit. And it's backed him.
Now, I hate to... Well, just because you saw one person on High Street wearing it doesn't mean it's back.
I feel like it's coming back. We've been seeing bits and pieces of it for the last few years.
Okay.
People are delving into 2000s fashion.
Flare pants are back.
Jeggings are back from what I saw. Low-rise jeans. And now I feel like we've finally come full circle.
Okay.
The Juicy Couture tracksuit. I think we're going to see it everywhere this winter.
Now, I know last week you were like, Tim, help me come up with a use for my sewing machine. I brought you three simple... I brought you one simple idea. I said, make me three bandanas. That's surely not a lot of work. You did nothing.
I did nothing.
How about you make your own Juicy Couture tracksuit?
No, but that's not the point because I need to get... It needs to be the branded one.
But you can make it your own. Like, you can get the diamond.
What should I put on my bum instead of juicy?
Juicy Jess. JJ.
Just a J on each cheek.
Yeah. Inverted. So that goes. So when the police are chasing you in the mirror, like on how you read ambulance backwards. I think it's a good idea.
I feel like you and I need matching Juicy
Couture
tracksuits.
If you can get me one that where I have no, where you don't, I don't have to give you my measurements or my money. I'm on board.
Oh, okay. You don't want to financially invest in this.
No.
Well, that's disappointing. They're not as expensive as I remember them, but maybe that's just because I have adult money now.
Yeah, $20 back in 2003 that you're like, oh gosh, I'll never, this is all the money
like
in
the
world I have.
Full tracksuits, like only just over $100. Like,
sorry,
that's...
you said just over and then said hundreds.
Yeah.
So I'm out. I am opting out again, but I am happy for you.
Such a party pooper.
I'm not a party pooper. I'm Juicy, baby.
Get Juicy. The Juicy Couture tracksuit. It's back, everybody.
All right. For one person on High Street.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.